not be surprising or totally unfounded to assume that certain political interests may ensure that almost all organizations in the democracy and governance sector are under some kind of police investigation in the run-up to the election, so that they wouldn't be able to do any meaningful observation or play any meaningful roles around the election. So it was on the basis of that that we protested.
What, as CSOs, are you planning to do as a reaction to this move by ZEC?
Well, we had already stated in our letter to the principals that if this anomaly was not resolved, we would withdraw and encourage our members to withdraw from formally observing the referendum process. We had given ZEC until end of day today to make a public announcement around the reversal. What they have given us so far is a half measure, and we will be meeting tomorrow morning to review that particular position and take further action as CSOs.
Do you think that this move will have any impact?
We know that the referendum, with or without our formal observation, will continue. But what we would have done effectively is to ensure that we do not lend unnecessary credibility to ZEC through observing their process when they are carrying out actions that we do not necessarily agree with, when they are picking and choosing amongst NGOs based on charges that we know to be almost totally unfounded. We believe that ZEC should be independent. We believe that it is their responsibility to accredit to observers. But we also believe that it is not their role to apportion guilt.
As Crisis Coalition, did you apply to be an observer, and were you given accreditation?
Yes, we have been given accreditation, which is why we are saying we will withdraw from participating formally in that process, because we applied and we were accredited as Crisis. The same has happened to other institutions as well. But like we are saying, if we allow one institution to be targeted, given the nature of our political environment, there's nothing that stops the police ahead of the elections to come and say we are facing charges against Crisis on election-related matters.